now convene and call to order this regular session of the Springfield Planning Commission. Today is September 19th, 2017. If you will please all rise and join me in the Pledge of Allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Okay, now it's time during our regular session for any business from the audience. The business must not pertain to the continuation of a quasi-judicial hearing that we have on the agenda. Hearing none, we'll move on. At this time, we will be conducting a continuation of a quasi-judicial hearing, which was held on 9/16. Actually, the hearing was closed. The record was held open for an additional 7 days. This is a zoning map amendment to rezone approximately 4.87 acres of vacant land from heavy industrial to community commercial and low density residential to correct a discrepancy between the current zoning and the comprehensive plan designation. We have, because this is having discussion and deliberation tonight, the commission must again state whether they have any conflicts of interest or ex parte communications. And I have none. The other thing that I would say at this time is I would call for any challenges to contest the authority of the Planning Commission to conduct this hearing. Did I do that right?
That's fine. Yeah.
All right. Okay. And hearing none, we will move forward. I would state at this time, I was not in attendance at the September 6th hearing. However, I personally have listened to the audio recording of the hearing in its entirety and reviewed all of the written information and evidentiary information submitted to the record, and therefore am prepared to fully participate in the discussion and to vote tonight. We have one other member of the Planning Commission who would also like to speak to that.
I would also like to say that I was not present for the meeting in person. I also listened to the audio recording of the meeting and read through the entirety of the record and am ready to proceed.
Okay. That being said, anything that we need to hear from legal counsel at this time?
There's no more reading of the quasi-judicial hearing procedures and you're taking care of all of the announcements.
Okay. I did something right. All right. So at this time, Andy, I know that there was an additional finding that was included in the minutes of the meeting today in relation, or in the packet today, in relation to the Fair Housing Council of Oregon's question relating to Goal 10 findings. They requested additional findings related to Goal 10. Maybe you could bring that forward and then we can move into our deliberations.
Okay. In your staff report, finding 6B was added after the letter that was submitted by the Oregon Fair Housing Council. They had questioned the purpose and intent of the rezoning, and staff did note that this property, notwithstanding its current zoning for heavy industrial, because of its plan designation, long-term plan designation through the refinement plan, the mid-Springfield refinement plan, as predominantly residential, that was counted already as part of the city's residential housing inventory when that study was done and adopted in 2013, I believe. So it's already considered, it's been factored in. As described by staff, portions of the property subject to this rezoning are actually going to be incorporated into residential lots and a subdivision known as the West Wind Phase 2 subdivision, which is immediately west of South 48th Street extension. The balance will be public street, multi-use pathway, stormwater drainage facilities, all of which are conducive to urban development. And I guess I would also note that not 100% of the residential housing land base, only a fraction of it is actually private yards and houses. So this is part of the necessary infrastructure to facilitate road connections, pathway connections, drainage, all of which essentially facilitate and accommodate residential development in this area and future residential development to the south, as we're going to be seeing in the next couple of years. So that was staff's, I guess, response through the city attorney to add that finding, just to acknowledge the concern, but to emphasize that it's already, that land area's already been accounted for in the city's inventory.
All right. So we'll move into Planning Commission discussion and deliberations. Planning Commissioners, do you have any questions for staff at this time? Hearing none. After reviewing the information, I felt fairly strongly that this is in perfect alignment with best use of that property as a connector, and everything that is included in the staff information findings and in the findings provided by Branch Engineering supports this rezoning, in my humble opinion. And so I certainly would entertain a motion at this time. If we have no further discussion, any discussion? Commissioner Bose?
I move to approve 811-17-00049-PYP3 Lamb Lane Parks Recreation District's application to rezone approximately 4.8 acres of the former Weyerhaeuser Hall Road, identified as Assessor's Map 17-02-32-00, Tax Lot 100, from heavy industrial to low-density residential and community commercial, because the application meets the applicable criteria of approval.
Okay.
Second.
Okay. So we've got a motion on the floor by Commissioner Bose, a second on the floor by Commissioner Dunn, and any further discussion on the action? All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye. All those opposed? All those abstaining? None. Motion carries. We will move on. Okay, so we have next on our agenda action. I'm missing my second page. We have reports of council action. We had, yes, Commissioner.
Just the day before our meeting, the city council met and talked about what happened in the last legislative session. The thing that most impressed me was, I guess one of the things that our folks learned in Salem, if you will, is $12 million in funding to do repairs to 42nd, I think it was. That was just a major deal, and there were a lot of other things that were brought up that are still kind of in action, but that was the big one.
Good.
Commissioner, can I have you put the mic in front of you when you're speaking so it records?
Thank you.
Thank you.
Any other reports of board action or council action? I would just say that I believe Brenda sent out the updated calendar of assignments for board or for council attendance for the commission. I think I'm scheduled on this coming Monday, so we'll continue to do that. And those reports are incredibly important to support the activities that we do here. So,
Mr. Chair.
Yes.
Last night, the council held a joint work session in public hearing with Blaine County Board of Commissioners on the proposed metro plan amendment for the Thurston Hills Natural Area Park. Lam Lane is the applicant. About 400. Just in case they forgot.
As you recall from your joint session with the County Planning Commission, the metro plan amendment and zone change, there's actually three ordinances before the City Council because a 3-acre property annexed to the city, which kind of changed the game for that piece, which is the trailhead and the site of the historic Frederick Gray House on Main Street. Because that's inside the city limits, it requires a metro plan amendment and zone change that's only Springfield City Council action. The bulk of the natural area, which lies, I don't know if you want to see the visuals, I have them on the PowerPoint if you want from last night, but about 421 acres or so, actually 418 acres extending to the south and southwest, clear over to the Weyerhaeuser Hall Road near Bob Straub Parkway, is inside the urban growth boundary. So it requires joint adoption by the Board of County Commissioners and the Springfield City Council. The City Council is responsible for the rezoning action for that urban growth boundary area from light, medium, industrial, and low density residential to public land and open space. So the Board of Commissioners had a first reading of their amending ordinance on August 29th. So this was the second reading of the ordinance for the board. It was the first reading for the City Council last night. Had a pretty good discussion at the work session. Actually, more people than I expected in attendance at the meeting in the library meeting room over here. Probably like 25 or 30 spectators, interested parties. There was one person that provided testimony in favor, one person that provided testimony opposed. Their issues that they had brought to light were more, land management issues, street connections, and that sort of thing. Not specifically with Lima Lane issues. It's more kind of just by virtue of there being woodlands in the area. So Lima Lane has created a management plan for that area, which will address safety and security, wildland, firefighting, emergency response, access, and that sort of thing. So those were some of the concerns that adjacent property owners had expressed about kind of the fear of the unknown. And there's been a lot of illegitimate use over the years of areas in the South Hills, Southeast Hills. So they would like to see that curtailed. And I think Lima Lane is a steward of this property and also having more widespread stewardship through allowing public access to the area will provide more eyes on the area, more immediate response if there are problems or concerns noted, and legitimize access to the area. So overall, I think it went very well. The item will be back before the public hearing and written record were both closed last night. The item will be back before the City Council for deliberations on October 2nd. Okay.
All right. Any business from you, Greg?
No, sir.
All right. Yes.
Business from the Planning Commission. Okay. I have a brief announcement. My involvement with the housing program and community development process, the housing staff is currently recruiting for applicants for openings on the advisory committee, and I'm attempting to assist in that recruitment effort. If there's anyone that has a friend or spouse or an associate that might be interested in working in the area of housing and community development, programs for, and projects for special needs people, community enhancement. The committee generally meets twice a year and sometimes additional meetings if necessary. There is contact information on housing staff that you can contact. That's on the community development and housing website, and I think there's also now a app that's on the website as well. So anyone that happens to know anyone that might be interested in that area of work, applications are being processed or accepted till the 29th, so just pass that information along to everyone.
We also have the applications of the city manager's office.
And probably in the housing office as well.
Yeah.
Good.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Any other business from appointing commission? Okay. Hearing none, we stand adjourned.
That's sufficient.
Fine tune.